this practicing I'm dictating from Orchards of Southgate patients. First name is Paul, P-A-U-L, last name is Parks, P-A-R-K-S, date of birth is 8-17-1954, date of evaluation is 4-8-2022, HPI history page complaint, psychiatric follow-up. For management patients, anxiety, depression, history of psychosis, history of present illness, I reviewed patient's chart. This is a 67 years old male who is familiar to her service, but he had not seen him in a while. Peter, I discussed her condition with nursing staff and social worker. His social worker reports that patient is ambulatory with wheelchair and gets fixated on money issues, Peter, during my evaluation he was worried that quote, they'll kick him out of here in cold, unquote. Patient has multiple myeloma and also carries diagnosis of COPD, history of COVID-19, hypertension, history of viral hepatitis C, and muscle spasms of back. Period. Patient is frequently occupied with getting pain medications and always want his anti-anxiety medications increased. He was not hallucinating during my evaluation and feels that he does not need Seroquel anymore. He claims that his sleep and appetite is adequate. He denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. No reports of any hostility or aggressive behaviors. Review system, no changes, body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and average current medication forward from last visit on June 29, 2021. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, sitting in bed, speech coherent, mood, anxious thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, illogical at times, thought processes, intact perceptual disturbances, denied auditory visual hallucinations, under thought content, denies any thoughts of harm to self, others, oriented to self, memory recent impaired, fund of knowledge limited, judgment and insight limited. Assessment plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition, depressive features, F06.31. Plans continued duloxetine, number 2. Generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans increased duloxetine to 60 mg once a day to alleviate persistent anxiety. Period continued diazepam as prescribed. Number three, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Has no clear evidence of psychosis at this time. I would recommend dose reduction of Seroquel from 25 mg BID to 25 mg HS in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for any worsening of mood, anxiety or psychotic symptoms. Period will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative check. Common side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, gamma SNRIs. Risk benefit statement: based on findings of my assessment, above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. Under disposition, also add: patient lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. End of dictation.